It's the Nerdlings Podcast, and we're back again with another Springsteen Uniquities as we continue to build our magic, imaginary, fictional USA, Born in the USA soundtrack to our life.
And you know what's bizarre about this? It'll never end with Springsteen.
Never.
It'll just, different clips, different people, he turned around, like we saw, he did Prince, a tribute to Prince. Other guys have him up on stage, you know.
Franklin did Purple Rain as a tribute to Prince a few nights ago. I didn't watch it yet, but it's out there.
So what does that tell you? People are just mesmerized by Springsteen.
So we're going to have another remix. Last week, a few episodes ago, we did, go ahead.
And another thing on Springsteen is a lot of people, I watched a show on this, and they just said he was a normal guy from Jersey. Mm-hmm. People grew with him because he wrote songs about everyday life, families working in factories, people don't have enough money, going down to the shore, just everyday life on the East Coast, mm-hmm. West Coast, wherever you're from.
That's why we're able to talk about him.
Yes, because people just love him.
I mean, we're going back to July 2nd, 1984. It's a remix that was put out on a 12-inch vinyl of Dancing in the Dark. We're not playing the title track, but the third one down called the dub mix version.
Wow.
Track 3. Are you ready for this, Jersey Mike?
Anything with Springsteen is just dancing. I mean, the guy, that's all I can say, Springsteen, Jersey.
Springsteen, here is the dub mix version from the 12-inch. I just said that, didn't I? Dancing in the Dark, dub mix version. We'll be right back.
Did they close out with his horn? Yeah, what was that closed out?
Sounds like Clarence Clemens.
I was just going to say.
Dancing in the Dark Dub. Wow. 32 years old, that version is. That's, okay, so dub drum bass kids. This is the grandfather of what drum bass was, the dub mix of Dancing in the Dark.
I want to know how many people out there not just remember Asbury Park, but Wildwood, New Jersey. Another awesome spot that was known for the shore, going on the boardwalk, music, having fun with your family, your girl, the whole thing. Just having fun.
I think that's another
Springsteen,
another
inequity.
Link in the chain of our Born in the USA imaginary box set.
Wow. That's awesome.